Blog Talk Radio.
When the day
to the endless dawn of to me. And my sad heart till it rains and rebirth is it all to him does he unless he can unless he can.
Amen, amen. I will play one more song before I say a word of prayer. Amen. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. And I just want to welcome you again today to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. May the Lord truly bless you as you worship in spirit and in truth. Let us pray. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for this holy Sabbath day of rest. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for your mercy, your love. We thank you for your protection. We thank you that for all that you have done, all that you're doing, even right now, wooing us to you, to your heart of rest, of protection, of peace, of comfort from the danger all around us, O Father. You said, with our eyes only shall we behold them, O Lord. Have mercy upon us where we fall and come short, Lord. As the song said, I want my friends to pray for me, Lord. May we encourage each other. May we lift up each other in praise, O Lord. May we bring all our complaint, our suffering, our grief, our anger to you, O Lord. Please forgive us of our sins, our trespasses, and our iniquity, O Father. May we confess them before you, Lord. May we repent, O kind and loving Father, and be broken and turn from our wicked ways to serve you. You are soon to come. O Lord, the signs are all foretelling, Lord, but we know not the hour of the Master returning. May we be ready at all time, Lord, to meet you, O Father, either in the sky without tasting death or waking up out of the grave to meet our Savior. Lord, help us, protect us, and guide us. Keep us, bless our brothers and sisters, our family as a whole, friends, co-workers, neighbors, and each and everyone we come in contact with, Lord. May you help them and strengthen them for such a time as this. We pray. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. I want to welcome those who are joining us via the internet and those that will be joining the rebroadcast. May the Lord richly bless you as we come together to worship him. And I will read, this is The Great Controversy. I will read from The Great Controversy until we have more participants or until my brothers and sisters press 1 so that I will open your line so that you can share. And this is The Great Controversy, chapter 28. And I will start somewhere in the middle at paragraph 479.2. And it said, behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days. And they brought him near before him, and there was given him dominion. And we see there the Ancient of Days is God the Father. So he received dominion and glory and a kingdom. And all people, nations, and towns shall serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away. Daniel chapter 7, verse 13 through 14. The coming of Christ here described is not his second coming to the earth. He came to the Ancients of Days in heaven to receive dominion and glory and a kingdom, which will be given him at the close of his work. So he received it, but yet he's not ruling yet because he's waiting for us, his children, so that we can rule with him. So it shall be given him at the close of his work. So we see that Jesus is doing a mighty work now in the most holy place. He's blotting out sin. He's interceding for you and for me. Amen. He's coming to get his bride. Continue reading. It is this coming and not his second advent to the earth that was foretold in prophecy. So in 1844, It was a prophecy foretold that Christ is coming, but it was to, he was going to heaven and not coming to the earth, as many thought. So that was a foretold in prophecy to take place at the termination of 2,300 days in 1844, attended by heavenly angel. Our great high priest enter into the Holy of Holy and there appear in the presence of God to engage in the last act of his ministration in behalf of man to perform the work of investigative judgment. So we are being investigated to see what type of works we have, if our sins and our iniquity has been confessed. Continue, and to make an atonement for all who are shown to be entitled to this benefit. So he's making atonement for all those that has repent. In the typical service, only those who have come before God with confession and repentance and whose sin through the blood of the sin offering was transferred to the sanctuary had a part in the service of the Day of Atonement. So in the great day of final atonement and investigated judgment, the only cases considered are those of the professed people of God. The judgment of the wicked is a distinct and separate work and take place at a later period. Judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it is, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. Amen, amen. And I'll stop there. And brothers and sisters, I just want to welcome you. I already said a word of prayer. And I just want to say happy Sabbath to each and every one of you. Please press 1 if you have a testimony, prayer request, scripture reading, so that I can open your line. We'll be starting on time at 8 o'clock. Elder Richardson will be speaking, and he's a man of usually time, and we want to start at 8 o'clock so everyone can, you know, give their testimony, prayer request, scripture reading on time, and he can present his study so that we'll have ample time. Praise the Lord. I will go ahead and open the line for 518-482. Happy Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. Online this evening. I am so happy to be here. I was just calling around my friends and wishing them happy Sabbath and hearing my one of my friends in the hospital. So I'm so happy that I could be here this evening to join on my brethren, my brothers and sisters. And I would like to, I thank God. I thank God for life, for strength, for help, because when I heard that my friend was in the hospital just now, I feel so sad. Yesterday she called me. So like that, I just pray for her. We prayed that she have the COVID. I hope she pulled through because she's so weak. Lord, please be with us this evening. Tongues cannot express the goodness of God towards me, for his protection and his blessings on me for this year. I would like to speak a few words, the powerful words, you know, the words that we choose to use have a very, very powerful impact. They can mean it can mean difference between life and death. For ourselves, for those who hear us, and for those who we associate with day by day. They will either draw the hearer closer to Christ or turn them away from his love. And when I think about that, I think it's very, very serious. But sometimes, do you ever wish that words were just natural, that we didn't even have to be carefully weigh everything that comes to our mouth. For better or for worse, everything we say has an impact. As followers of Christ, as followers of Jesus, we have a responsibility, my dear brothers and sisters. All of us on this line tonight have a responsibility, and our responsibility is to watch every single word that comes out of our mouth. When I think of it, it's very scary, very, very scary to think about losing my soul. My dear brothers and sisters, none of us want to be left out of God's kingdom. I do not want to be left out of God's kingdom. But when I think that the words we choose, we could cause loss of another soul, is a very devastating thought to me. Very, very troubling thought that you can be left out of God's kingdom because of words. It is so important that we should constantly, I use that word, constantly guard our words. That we should always think. Think before you talk. Think our words before we open our mouth. When we approach someone, we need to ask ourselves, is what I'm going to say uplifting, going to lift somebody up or tear them down? Words, you know, are natural. And the answer to this question will always be one option or the other. Never a gray line or a middle line between. Our tongue, I could say, is a powerful instrument. And all of us know this by now, that our tongue is a powerful instrument. When we consider the Bible story about Saul and David, Saul was a king, and David was next in line to be king. And we know the story. We could read it in 1 Samuel 21. Yes, he was very happy. He had to be anointed to be the next king, and he was not very happy about it. So he realized that he was about to lose everything. So he did all that lies in his power to destroy David. And I don't want to go through this whole story because I want everybody to have the part to say what they have to contribute tonight. But I think what a solemn thought. Once our words are spoken, there is no taking them back. Think about that. We may repent, we may apologize for our words, but they can never be erased from the heart and mind of those whom we may have hurt. It may make you feel a little, you know, better when you think about it again. But there is hope, hope in God. He has promised that the words we choose can lead someone to live forever in God's kingdom or to prevent them from entering God's kingdom. Think about that. Just our words could be cutting, damaging, so they can be a savor of life unto life. They can help to save, discourage, and lead many to God's kingdom. Don't we all want that? I would like to have that with my words for myself. And I'm sure each one of us on this line tonight would like that. Someday, we each like to hear these words from our Savior. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the kingdom. Enter into the joy of my Lord. Come with me, says, and live with me forever. My dear brothers and sisters, we need help. We can't do this on our own. I cannot do this on my own. We need the help of God. God has given us gifts of speech so that we can speak words that will be of encouragement. We can lift friends up and help them in various walks of life. And that is what I do a lot on the line. When I go out there, that is what I was doing, trying to encourage people, trying to encourage those of my fellow members, who, especially the elderly who cannot go out. I speak, try to encourage them in the Lord. You know, the voice and the tongue are gifts from God. All that we have, that is from God. God give us these gifts. And if rightly used, they are powerful. They are power. They are to use as a power for God. Words, you know, words mean very much. They may express love, devotion, praise, melody to God, or hatred and revenge. Words reveal the sentiments of the heart, and they may be a savor of life unto life or death unto death. The tongue is the word, is a well of blessings or a word of iniquity. You know, God will always give us help we need, but we must spend time with Jesus in order to open our hearts to God. You know, we have to listen to his promptings to be kept by his grace. And when we speak and interact with others, you know, to be a Christian means to be like Christ. Be like Jesus. We sing that song. This my song. In the homeland, in the throne, be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus. I love that song. But if we don't know him, how can we be like him? Think about that. How can we be like him if we don't know him? We can spend time in his word, in prayer, and time listening to his still small voice speaking to us. Each morning as we get up, it's a privilege to ask him to come into our hearts, my dear brothers and sisters. He can help us control our thoughts, control every word that comes out of our mouth. By reading and studying his word, we will receive the life he longs to give to each one of us. And that is what I ask God to do for me as we near to the end of this another year. To let my words that I speak be words of comfort, words of encouragement. But you know something, my dear brothers and sisters, if we are full of Christ, what we would do? We would automatically reflect his love and his goodness. Our words are naturally a blessing to all around us. Isn't that what we all want? God's word to be a blessing. We want to be a blessing to those around us. We want to be like Jesus. Jesus was kind. I always teach the little children when I was in Sabbath school. I want to be like Jesus. He was kind. He was kind. I want to be like Jesus. I would be kind. So we have to be kind in our words. The tongue is a powerful tool. Let us look to Jesus and learn from him. Let us open our hearts and ask him to teach us how to tame that powerful instrument he has given us. One last inspiring thought. Let's take heed of our ways, that we do not offend God with our lips. Let all coldness and variance, as we come to the end of this year, be put away. Let the heart melt into tenderness before God as we recall his merciful dealings with us. Let the Spirit of God, like a holy flame, burn away the rubbish that is piled up at the doors of our hearts And this is my desire this evening. And I hope this is our desire, that the Lord will remove all those rubbish that has been piled up there as we enter into a new year. Tender words would flow from our lips, thoughts and acts. Then if death should part us from our friends to meet no more, we could still say, you know, we could still stand at the bar of God. We should not be ashamed to have the record of our words appear. We all have a choice, my dear brothers and sisters. And let us take hold of God's strength to make sure that the words we choose will build up and encourage those people God put in our path. Let us choose to be ministers of grace for him. And that is my little encouragement to you this evening and this Friday Sabbath evening. And I want to sing this song, if any little word of mine. It has three verses, and I'm going to try to make it short. I think I overspent my time already, but I'll try. Please listen to the words of this song. If any little words of ours may make a dark life brighter, if any little song of ours may make a sad heart lighter, God help us speak that helping word and sweeten it with singing and drop it in some lonely hill to set the echoes ringing. If any little love of ours may make a hard life sweeter, if any little care of ours may make a friend's death fleeter. And the third verse is, if any little lift of ours may ease a toiler bending, God give us love and care and strength, we live for him by lending. God help us speak that helping word and sweeten it with singing and drop it in some lonely vale to set the echoes ringing. And dear Father, as we come before you this night, I pray that our words may always be words of encouragement, words of comfort. We will examine ourselves and examine our thoughts, our words, before we put them out there. Thank you, Father, for being with us during this week and all the days of the year that has passed and gone. And we are about to go upon another, go into a new year. Be with us, Lord. And bless us all on this line, that this would be our motto, speak words of love. And we just want to thank you, Father, for hearing and for answering our prayer tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Sister Consamelli, for coming on and sharing. Praise the Lord for the word spoken, as in 1 Peter 3, starting at verse 10, it says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew, means, you know, evil, hate evil, and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. mercy. So let us be like Job, you know, eschew evil. We love righteousness and goodness and not curse with our mouth, you know, and encourage others. Even his friend, we saw what Job did. He prayed for his friends. As the song said, I want those that I love to, I want my friends to pray for me. We have to encourage each other and pray for each other. So praise the Lord. I'll go to the next caller again. Happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. We just have a few minutes to share, about 15 minutes. So Elder Richardson will come on at 8 o'clock p.m. short. So we want to give enough time for sharing and for the message to start on time. 518-951, your line is now open. Happy Sabbath.
Okay. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell calling from upstate New York. He's calling from upstate New York. Happy Sabbath. Thank my dear sister for those wonderful, comforting words about our words and how we should speak our words. I will just sing this little song because I noticed Brother Elder Richards will soon come on. So I will just sing this little song. And the song is telling us, sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner leads to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Sweetly echo the gospel call, wonderful words of life. Offer pardon and peace to all, wonderful words of life. Jesus, only Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Praise the Lord, my dear brothers and sisters. Let us all be faithful to share these wonderful words of life, wonderful words about Jesus. Jesus' love, his mercy, his kindness towards us. He's so good. He's so great. So I just want to thank God that, you know, we are here, can have been reminded about our tongue and reminding about the words we should share with each other. Thank you, my dear sister. God bless, and have a blessed Sabbath.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for that song. Beautiful word, wonderful word of life. We have to speak life into our situation. We can't speak doom and gloom. We have to praise the Lord. We know we have a high priest which is touched with our infirmity, and he's now in the most holy place interceded on our behalf. So let us praise him and thank him for delivering us, for protecting and guiding us and keeping us. Amen. So I will go ahead and open the next line. Thank you again, brothers and sisters. Blessed Sabbath to you. 985-232. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. I just want to thank the Lord for watching over us and waking us up. Happy Sabbath. And praise God, everyone is still here today. I'll let the reader devotion prayer. Holy Lord, secure of my faith, I long to love. I long to love you with all my heart and soul. I have not always approached you with confidence, and I'm sad to say that I am sometimes intimidated and fearful to talk with you. Strengthen me so that I may improve this weakness, O Lord, and let the fear in my heart be cast out and replaced by love, and know I am safe with you, my rock and my refuge. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Lord. We need all this to go strong. And thank the Lord for all his words and kind words and encouraged words, that we may go strong in the Lord and build us up where we weak, and strengthen us where we weak, and build us up where we torn down. So I'm just asking prayers for Advent Light and all the mission members, all the members that are ill or homeless or under the bridge, wherever they may be, confined in nursing homes. We just want to lift them up. I ask y'all to lift up a good friend of mine's mom, which she used to take care of me during school. Her name is Dorothy. Well, she's very sick, and she worked all her life for things. She just ill right now, but just keep her in prayer with everybody else, and just lift up the families. And she's elderly now, but just lift up each and every one, and all the other Advent-like family members, all our members, and everyone else. So I'm just going to let Brother John say a little prayer, because I know that, like, all the riches come with all the beautiful singing and prayer. Amen.
Yes, this is Brother John from Louisiana. Like I said, happy Sabbath to everybody. I hope you're having a blessed day. And just want to say, as always, it's the greatness of God. No matter what days we're having, I know sometimes we have a bad day, but there's always good in a bad day. So thank God for that. I realized that. And one little thought to change a bad day into a wonderful day. Once you think of the thought of Jesus and all three, God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Once you think of them, if your day going bad, you can just spend your whole day around with some good thoughts of our Savior. Just want to say, hope everyone have a blessed day, whatever part of the world it is. And just keep on keeping on. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing. It's a blessing to hear both of you on the prayer line. God is truly good, and he's worthy to be praised. Okay, I have two more lines to open before Elder Richardson, say a brief prayer and open the line for him. I'll go ahead and open this line. I believe it's Brother Yudi. 111, your line is now open. Blessed Sabbath.
Blessed Sabbath, Sister Caller. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you again for opening up my line and for covering for me tonight, as I will be preparing for my sermon tomorrow, so I will not be able to speak. But nevertheless, I come with a testimony, with many testimonies and praises. The Bible says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. I have a quick testimony and a remedy I'm going to share with you all today. For those of you who are in the Northeast today in Arkansas, the temperature is 80 degrees. 80 degrees is the temperature here. But I know that those that are in the Northeast are in a blizzard. Some of them are getting snow today. Nonetheless, we know that the Lord is good and he's worthy to be praised, whether we are in the snow or whether we are in warm weather. Wherever we may be, we have breath and we may praise the Lord. Bible tells us in the book of 19 and 20, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirit are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Amen. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Friends, it has been a power-packed week at the Tree of Life. We have met with many who were sick, and by the grace of God, we were able to give them remedies on the spot, and many of them felt better immediately. There was a sister that came in. Actually, she's not an Adventist. Her name is Karen, and I just posted her testimony on our Facebook page. Karen came in, and Karen had some issues with her sodium and potassium. She was going in and out of the ER. And she was basically tired. She could not sleep. She had been taking Ambien, which is a sleep medication, for the past 30 years. And she said to me that, I've been on that medication since before you were born. She was addicted to it, and she could not sleep. And then her sodium, her potassium, and magnesium was all, you know, out of whack. And, I mean, they were very low, which was causing her to go in and out of the ER to get different kind of IV bags. Well, she had gone to the Chinese doctor. There's a Chinese guy here who does Chinese medicine. And she said that everything she had tried with him for 2 weeks never worked. And then finally she decided to come to the Tree of Life. Well, we prayed with her. We asked the Lord for wisdom. We did a consultation. And we gave her some very simple remedies to follow. One of the things we put her on was our juice therapy. And also we give her some sea moss. And the sea moss that she was able to take was able to bring her sodium, potassium, and magnesium back up to normal, almost normal. Within two days, Karen was sleeping. She said she had discarded her medications. And she now was able to sleep 7 hours at night. She says she had not slept that long in a very, very long time. So we want to praise God. She gave her testimony today, and she's excited about what the Lord has been doing. She went back to the doctor yesterday and got the lab done. And what do you know? Her labs came back almost perfect. We were just 2 days, and the Lord is merciful. The Lord is good, my friends. With the remedies that we were able to do, we put her on some moringa powder. We gave her the in her blood pressure and her also her blood pressure issues and her pulse is back to normal all over again. So I want to ask that you keep Karen in prayer. I'm going to say these names, and when I give these testimonies, I want you to pray for these people. Her name is Karen. There's another sister by the name of Pam. Pam came in. She had respiratory issues. She thought she had COVID. And she could not breathe. She was having some issues. She came in. She said, is it okay if I come? I feel so bad. I said, no worries. Come on down. Well, she came down. We did a Russian antiviral for her. We gave her some wormwood. Boiled the tea of wormwood is very bitter. And she said that night all the phlegm that was in her lungs came up. And she said she feels much better. She came back the next day glorifying God. So, you know, the remedies that God has given, they are there for us. The 8 laws of health. In addition to the remedies, we must understand what to do when people come to us, because we are told that there's coming a time when we shall not be able to go to these hospitals. In fact, I don't know if you know, but the hospitals will be, the Medicare system will be done in 2026. The hospitals are actually, there's articles saying that they give hospitals until the year 2026 for hospitals to be done because they are overwhelmed. So, now is the time for us to take hold of the medical missionary work. I'm going to give you a quick remedy, and then I'm going to share one more scripture, and then I'm going to ask that you keep us in prayer. The remedy that we're going to give today is the Tree of Life, natural antiviral, and natural antibiotic. What you're going to do, here is what you're going to need. This remedy is for colds, symptoms. It is for flu. It is for fever. It is for COVID. It is for pneumonia. It is for any kind of sickness. You can take this remedy. What you will need is ginger, cayenne pepper, turmeric, lemons, oranges, garlic, honey, and oregano oil. Again, ginger, lemon, oranges, onions, pineapple, turmeric, oregano oil, honey. And what you're going to do, you're going to cut up your ginger. You're going to cut up your pineapple. You're going to cut up your orange, onions, your garlic, and your lemons. You're going to juice everything. And then when you're done juicing everything, if you don't have turmeric as a root, you can add turmeric powder into that juice. And then you're going to add honey to sweeten it. And 2 to 4 drops of extra strength oregano oil. And then you're going to drink that about 4 ounces 2 to 3 times a day. The oregano oil is a natural antiviral. Bromelain in it, which is a natural anti-inflammatory and a proteolytic enzyme that can help with COVID-19. And then you're going to put the turmeric, the onion, the garlic, the ginger, the lemon, and the orange. And you may add extra vitamin C powder if you have it. Mix everything together, and you can leave it in your fridge, 4 ounces each time you feel a cough or any kind of fever or respiratory distress. So there you have it. That is the Russian antiviral. In Exodus 23, verse 20, the Bible says, "Behold, I send on an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared." May God bless you all, and a happy Sabbath.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Yudi, for coming on and sharing that powerful remedy. And it is needed for a time as such as this, as I am going down to Virginia the 5th of January through the night, if God's will, to assist 2 friends, a daughter and a mother, These are some friends older. The daughter is late 60, the mom in her late 70s, to help them change your diet, do a meal plan. And this, I will do this juice for them and other things. And first of all, pray with them and study with them. And, you know, they need a deeper relationship with the Lord. So thank you very much for this. And we know there's people to be helped. There's work to do, brothers and sisters. Everyone should take on the medical missionary work and go and help others, and or call them over the phone. Pray for them. Encourage them. Amen. We have a mighty work to do, and God wants each and every one of us to participate in this work and to know it for ourselves, to help our friends and family too. So I'll open one more line. Believe it, Sister Leola, if you can share, and after you can give us a brief prayer before I open the line for Elder Richardson. And please join us again Sunday evening for those that did, you know, maybe wanted to say something and did not get a chance to. We want to start everything on time. Amen. We know God is a God of order, so we want to do everything in decency and in order. Thank you again, Brother Yuthi. 225-337, blessed Sabbath. Your line is now open.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank, mm-hmm. first of all, I want to thank Brother Yuthi for his remedy that he given to the prayer line. And also, I would like to share, I would like to say, this is Sister Leola calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I want to thank the Lord for blessing us to be on the prayer line. And I want to share this, Ecclesiastic chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. It's a time for everything. And I just like to read these. It says, to everything there is a season, and a time, to a time, every purpose under the heavens, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, a time to refrain, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. And verses 14, I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. So I want to thank the Lord for this reading. It's a time for everything. So I just thank God learning his word. So Sister Carla asked me to go into a short prayer, so brothers and sisters, be in prayer with me as I bring my brothers and sisters before the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thou kingdom to come. O Father, as we bring your children and as we lift them up to you, Father, we call upon the most holy and righteous name, our Father and our Savior. As we call upon each name, Father, first we're going to call on, lift Brother Yuthi up. Lord, as I've been praying for Brother Yuthi and his business, Father, I'm asking that you allow your angels to be around on that property. Lord, we've been having so much things going on in this world. So, Father, I love Brother Yuthi, his family. So I'm asking that you please protect that property, protect his business, protect the people on the business, that no kind of evil or no kind of thing could come up on that property with people shooting and all these things that men are thinking of. So, Father, please send your angels on the property with my brother, my son, And I'm asking that you please protect his children, Lord, that no enemy is caught on them ground trying to touch them babies. Oh, Father, we thank you right now because we know everything is in your hands. And now, Father, as we lift up the rest of our sisters and brothers, Lord, we ask him that rain down your Holy Spirit upon us tonight and help us, Lord, to receive the word of it. Father, I'm asking you to touch Brother Richardson tonight, Father, and that he may bring the word to us that would convict and convert our heart. And Father, because the time is close, that we hear the word of God, that we should draw nigh unto him and continue to look up as he draws nigh to surrender self and to submit to him. So, Father, as we lift the brothers and sisters up, Father, not calling God, but, Father, you know each one of us that need a prayer, a touch in our heart right now, Father. Help us, Lord, that we will continually to keep our eyes on you and not forget all the benefits. He will be able to deliver each and every blessing to us. So, Father, let us look to him and let us pray as we hear his Sabbath holy. Father, we want to thank you for the Sabbath, because the Sabbath is truly the love of God. His blessing is in. And as we worship, we ask that you would help us to continue to stay steadfast in your word. So, Father, as we close out in prayer, we don't want to leave out the word that will be preached. So, Father, once again, we ask that you would please have mercy on each and every one of us, that this word will cut, let us be fulfilled, but let us be blessed. And we want to give you thanks as we ask for you to send your Holy Spirit to give us that blessing tonight. And we pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, which I know that Yeshua, in his name, we thank you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Sister Leola, for that prayer. Amen. Amen. So I will... And just one short prayer. Heavenly Father, continue to be with us as Brother Yudi asked for prayer for Sister Karen and all those that come in the tree of life, the sick, oh Father, that comes there, the sick among us in our family and friends. I ask that you will touch them in a marked way. Help us to remember these remedies. Help us to have these things on hand, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Help us to be vigilant about everything we do and say, Lord, please. Help us put a guard over our mouth that we should watch what we say and do, Lord, that we should watch what we handle, what our eyes see, oh, Father, what our ears hear, Father. Please bless us that we will truly, Father, be your people, Lord, your special, peculiar people, your disciples, oh, Father, that we will go forth, cry aloud, spare not, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, and show thy people thy transgression, oh, Father. Help us to minister to the sick and the dying, oh, Father, and to tell them of your soon coming, and it's time for us to repent because you are near to come and even at the door. Lord, we thank you for blessing, protecting, and guiding each and every one of us. You know the unspoken prayer requests that we have in our hearts. You know what's troubling us. You know what's going on, oh, Father, in our life, in our home, in our community, in the churches, oh, Father. We ask that you will have mercy upon us and help us and heal us. Forgive us of our sins, our iniquity, and our transgression, O kind and loving Father. Bless again the Richardson family, Elder Richardson in the Mark way, Lord. Fill him with your Holy Spirit to present this message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I will go ahead and open Elder Richardson line. Again, blessed Sabbath, each and every one of my brothers and sisters. I'm so happy that you can join us on the prayer line this evening. Amen. Okay, Elder Richardson, please press 1. Please press 1. I thought I saw his number and it seemed like it dropped. I'm not sure if he's going to call from a new number. Please press 1, Elder Richardson. Okay. So I think this line dropped. So I'll just I'll open this one line. Brother O'Neill, please be brief, be very brief, so I can call Elder Richardson and see if his line dropped. Thank you. Your line is open, 631-552. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. Yes, if you can be brief, yes. Thank you. Your line is open. Happy Sabbath.
Yes, happy Sabbath. I want to thank God for his grace and mercy and for his love, for his numerous blessings that he has bestowed upon us, seen and unseen. You know, many times we don't recognize the many blessings that God has bestowed upon us. Sometimes we only look at the physical blessing. You know, don't look at how many times the angels have been warded off the evil advancements of the enemy, which tries to devour us. One of the spirit that the devil always uses, the spirit of discouragement, and God allow his spirit to ward off those things from us. So we're not going out and not coming in. It's a blessing from God. I want to share this quote from two quotes from Spirit of Prophecy. It says, give me 1 second. I got it. It says, should God forbid the sun to perform its office? That's from Bizarre Ages 206, paragraph 4. It says, should God forbid the sun to perform its office upon the Sabbath, cut off its genial rays from warming the earth and nourishing vegetation? Must the system of the world stand still, holy day? Should he command the brooks to stay from watering the field and the forest and bid the waves of the seas still, their ceaseless ebbing and flow? Must the wheat and corn stop growing and the ripening cluster defer its purple bloom? Must the trees and flowers put forth no bud nor blossom on the earth? 207.1 says, in such case, man would miss the fruits of the earth and the blessing make life desirable. Nature must continue her unvarying course. God could not for a moment stay his hand, or man would faint and die. So if God lifted his hand and said, no more, then we'd have chaos in the universe. Or man would faint and die. Man also has a work to perform on this day. The necessity of life must be attended to. The sick must be cared for. The wants of the needy must be supplied. He will not be held guiltless who neglects to relieve suffering on the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. God's holy rest day was made for man. And acts of mercy are in perfect harmony with his intent. And Isaiah 58 is a warning to the people of God. It's not the path that I've chosen to loose the band of the ever-laden. God is saying that this is what he wants us to do. God does not desire his creatures to suffer an hour's pain that may be relieved upon the Sabbath or any other day. And we see the story of the Good Samaritan. And we see how he performed. And the religious people walk by while the Good Samaritan stood and looked after the man that was in need. We can't be heavenly minded and no earthly good. In other words,
Jesus says, the Son of Man is also Lord of the Sabbath. You see how Jesus was criticized in his ministry by the Pharisees, who says that he's healing people on the Sabbath. And Jesus said, better to do what? Good than to do evil on the Sabbath.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister. Thank you, Sister
Carla.
Carla, for opening up my line. And we're asking for prayer for the Liberty and Alliance outreach that is going on in Phoenix, Arizona, between the 7th to the 9th. And they have a groundwork going on from the 10th to the 6th, because they are going out into the highways and the edges bidding men to come.
Praise the Lord.
A group from New York will be going to represent God in that part of the vineyard. Pray that
Amen.
God will work out, that as they go, they will be able to minister unto the needs of the people. Because Christ says, truly, the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. They are seeking volunteers to come. It's a massive event. This is a stadium that can hold at least 60,000 or more people. So let's pray that God's hand stays there. And it's a miracle for this event. In the first 10 days, they earn half of the money to get the facility in 10 days. So God is working, and I pray that we pray for this, because this can be something that open up the minds of many people in this nation and across the world.
And Brother O'Neill, can you answer me? Can you continue sharing on Sunday too? Yes. Can you share this on Sunday also, please?
Yes.
I allotted you a few minutes to share.
Okay.
Thank you, and I'll also post it on the line. Thank you, brother.
Okay.
God bless. Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Brother O'Neill, for sharing the quote, and thank you for sharing the outreach ministry that's going on, and we'll also post it on this will be on Facebook and also on Advent Light Ministry. And on Sunday, he'll share more when we have more time. Thank you. Now I'll go ahead and open the line for Elder Richardson, who has been waiting. And sorry, took a little longer. But praise the Lord. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. So I'll open the line now for 931-724. Blessed Sabbath, your line is now open.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening up my line. And I heard Brother Yudi with the remedy, which is all well and good. I hope and pray that he have a remedy every time to present to God's people, to let him know that you know, in this life, in spite of all what we go through, you know, God is still in the business of healing, physical healing, and more so spiritual healing. Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. It's good to hear all the saints on tonight, Sister Leola, Sister Powell, Sister Cantinelli, even Brother O'Neill, the testimonies and everything like that. And it's like a reunion here, I feel. I know I haven't come on much time on the Advent prayer line, but I've been praying quite a lot for you, brethren, and as the case might be, and we need to just press on and continue this good blessing that God has blessed us with on this Advent prayer line ministry. It has been up and going for many years, and God will continue to bless each and every one of us as we continue to provoke each other unto love and good works. So I want to say happy Sabbath to all. Happy Sabbath to all the brethren, and hope by God's grace, if we don't see each other here, by the grace of God, and Jesus comes, by and by, we all will sit at that welcome table by the grace of God. So let us all be faithful. Let us all be hopeful. Let us all be trusting in the Lord and fighting this good fight of faith. And with this in mind, let's pray as we ask the Lord for his blessings, for a word that will encourage us to draw closer to him and to be blessed tonight. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. We are thankful, Lord, for your mercies and your love and your goodness and your graciousness, Lord, towards us. Lord, we thank you for all your blessings that you have been towards us, O Lord. We have so much to be thankful and grateful, Lord, that you have been a good God to us, Lord. Though many times on our part, Lord, we have been unthankful, Lord, and we have been ungrateful so many times, O Lord, we ask your mercies. We ask your grace. We ask your blessings, O God, upon us to help us always to be mindful, Lord, that your presence, Lord, is always there to come, Lord, and to bring blessings and to bring strength and to bring healing and to bring sealing of your grace in our souls, whereby we can worship you, God, all the days of our lives and be ready, Father, be it dead in our graves or alive, Jesus, Lord, we all be caught up together to meet you, Lord, in the air. God, as I bring this message, Lord, of probation, Father, in these last days that we need to prepare our lives, Lord, as a people, the close of probation, Lord, we know things are fast winding down, Lord, and what we must do it quickly. And so, God, I pray that you, as your words go forth, Lord, hide me behind the cross, Jesus. And I pray that the words, Lord, will inspire us to draw closer to you, to walk in the light of your countenance, to be faithful, O God, and to love you all the days of our lives. And Jesus, we praise you. We honor and we glorify and we magnify your blessed name, thanking you, Holy Spirit, for your presence of your grace in our souls, in our lives. Fill us and heal us and bless us tonight as we invite your presence in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. All right, so I want to bring to us tonight a reminder of the times that we are living in. Probation is fast winding, closing on many. We know while Jesus is in the most holy place in the heavenly sanctuary, while heaven's door is open, is ajar, Jesus is speaking to us. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door," and I hope that we don't have Jesus standing out at the door of our hearts, but rather that Jesus will already be invited in and being in us in both the will and to do of his good pleasure. To do of his good pleasure. The close of probation. That's the title I'll present tonight. Paul in Romans chapter 13, if you can write down these texts and these quotations. So be like the Bereans. You go and you search and to see if these things were so. All right? So write down these texts and these spirit of prophecy quotation as we bring to mind the close of probation. And this is an individual matter, brethren and sisters. Probation is granted to each and every one of us. And we ought not to think for a moment that because we are alive, that we can do things, whether things that will bring honor and glory to God or things that will not glorify God. But we know that this is why we need to live in a moment of expectation, a moment of relationship with Jesus, a moment of a spiritual connection to the true vine, Jesus. In Romans chapter 13 and verse 11, you can write it down or you can turn to your Bible. Romans 13 and verse 11. Knowing the time, that now it is high time that we awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believe. Could you imagine what this text, what Paul is saying here, brethren and sisters? Knowing the time, if any body in this world, if any religious denomination, if any non-denominational person who believe in God or whoever has that faith in God, you know, we as Seventh Adventists knows the time. They may not understand in depth and in detail what time it is, as Paul is relating here, knowing the time. We know the time. And why, as Peter said in 2 Peter 1:19, that how we have a more, a what? Sure word of prophecy. And it do well if we take heed thereunto as a light that shineth on into in a dark place. And we are very, and I will elaborate, we as Seventh-day Adventists are very fortunate, let me put that word, very fortunate to have the light that we have as a people, to have the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. God, you knows. And to know that God have given us everything that we need as a people to know what time it is. That's what Paul brings out here in Romans 13:11. Knowing the time. We know we are a people of time, yes? We believe in the 2300 days, year prophecy. But Daniel 8:14 says, unto 2,300 years or days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. We know, brethren and sisters, what time it is. We know that Jesus has entered into the most holy place since October 22nd, 1844. We know that Jesus is interceding as high priest on our behalf, that we can come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help in time of need. Brethren and sisters, as Peter says, that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what will be the end of those who believe not? Brethren and sisters, judgment will begin among Seventh-day Adventists first. Because we have the truth. We have the light of the Bible, the Word of God. We have the spirit of prophecy by our last day prophetess Ellen G. White. We have covered from Genesis to Revelation, the Seventh-day Adventist Bible commentary that explains in depth, in detail, the whole analysis of Genesis to Revelation, brethren and sisters. We have no excuse whatsoever. And it is a fearful thing in Hebrews 10 and verse 31. Hebrews 10 and 31 says what? It is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. It would have been better for us, brethren and sisters, not to have come to a knowledge of the truth and of coming to a knowledge of the truth and not living up to the light of the truth that God have entrusted to us. And brethren, I am starting this study because we know what time it is, Paul says, knowing the time, that now it is high time that we awake. Are we still asleep? I'm asking. Are we still asleep like the five foolish virgins? I was going through Matthew 25 on the 10 virgins. You know it's applicable to Seventh Adventists, yes? And even though it had to do with the time of William Miller and all the time, yet it comes down to our end here that it relates to us as a church, as a people in these last days in such a time like this. And this is why we need to make sure that our lives are being examined and that our lives are being in harmony with God. That our sins be covered, covered by the blood of Jesus. That all of our sins go before the judgment. In other words, let me put it clear as crystal. As a people of God who knows the truth and has the truth and believe the truth and live the truth and preaches the truth, all right, we are to be always in readiness mode. You know what I said? We always got to be in a readiness mode. We always got to be ready. And that's why Jesus said, be you ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. And when he comes, shall he find you sleeping? Shall he find you sleeping? And we know that the parable of the 10 virgins is for us, brethren and sisters. And we must understand what time it is and where we as God's people, as virgins, according to Revelation 14, the 144,000, all right? When you read Revelation 14, 1 to 5, concerning the life of the 144,000 and how they have to relate in giving the three angels' message of Revelation 16, Revelation 6 to 12, and in relation to Revelation 18, 1 to 4, in receiving the outpouring of the latter rain, to give the loud cry of the third angel's message to call those that are in Babylon out, come out of her, my people, that you receive not her plagues. Come out of her. And brethren and sisters, if our lives first have not experienced in receiving the message and receiving the graces of Christ in our lives to make that change, then how can we give something that we don't have? And this is why we need to understand what time it is. And we need not to be asleep. We need to not to be slumbering. We need to trim our lamps. We need to make sure that our lives are in right relationship and in right standing with Jesus. You know, in the time of Noah, in Genesis chapter 6, we notice there from verse 1 on that God called Noah to give a message for his time because of the wickedness and the imagination of the thoughts of the hearts of men were only evil continued. And we know that God had given them 120 years probational time to get their lives right and to get their house in order. And had they done that, had the antediluvian repented like Nineveh, when Jonah was sent to give the message to Nineveh to warn the Ninevites that in 40 days this city will be destroyed. Nineveh will be destroyed. And they repented. And God stayed the judgment. Then it behoves us then to understand that God has given us a message to give to the world. The third angel's message. And if we as a people are not in right relationship with God and in right where revival and reformation is concerned, then we cannot give that message with a loud cry of the outpouring of the latter rain of Revelation 18. Now, I want us to understand that no one knows when the probation, when probation will be closed. Generally, nobody knows when probation will be closed. But let me say this. If for each and every one of us individually, and I'm bringing it home to all of us individually, not as a church, not as a denomination. I'm bringing it home to us individually because the Bible tells me that as Job and Daniel and Noah went it, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, but deliver their own soul by their own righteousness. Each and every one of us must stand accountable before God individually. So this is why we have to ask God daily to examine us to see where our lives are concerned, where our house are in order. All right? So no one knows when general probation will be closed. This is why the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. So this is an individual experience where we can know in our own relationship with Jesus, in our own intimate experience with Christ, where our probation is concerned. We ought not to live a guessy-guessy life to know if we are, am I in or am I out? We cannot live, brethren and sisters, we cannot serve two masters. We got to know for our individual. You see, I cannot know for my wife, even though I know my wife for these many 40 and plus years. I cannot know for her. I cannot give an account for my wife. I cannot know if my wife will be saved or not. All right? It is for me, individual, to know my relationship with God and how my life comes up each and every day in my experience with Christ to know where I stand. All right? Now, I want you to go or write down first selected message, all right, book 1, page 191. Listen to what the servant of the Lord said concerning probation. She says, God has not revealed to us the time when this message will close or when probation will have an end. Those things that are revealed, we shall accept for ourselves and for our children. But let us not seek to know that which has been kept secret in the counsels of the Almighty. So we cannot know, brethren and sisters. That is for God to determine when Michael will stand up and when he shall say, he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is unholy, let him be unholy still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Revelation 22:11. That is when that general acclamation is made by Jesus, when Michael stands up and takes off his priestly garment and to put on the garment of vengeance. When Michael stands up, then, brothers and sisters, probation closed for everybody. And this is why our sins now must go before the judgment. Because if judgment begins, as Peter said, in the house of God, if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of Christ? So we as Seventh Adventists, brothers and sisters, will be judged first. And it's sad to say, but this is reality, that many of us can be alive and are alive, and our names are in the book of record, in heaven's book of record, and we hold office in the church, and we preach, and we sing, and we attend church services, or if many that are not going to church services because of this COVID pandemic thing that people are so fearful of, but are home and doing whatever conference line, ministry or media, brethren and sisters, we got to make sure our calling is an election sure. She continued to say in that same selected message, book 1, 191, she says, quote, letters have come to me asking me if I have any special light as to the time when probation will close. And I answered. She said that I have only this message to bear, that it is now time to work while the day lasts, for the night cometh in which no man can work. So, brethren, what the servant of the Lord is saying here, refrain here, is while we have the opportunity, while we have the time here and now to make our calling and election sure, to make wrongs right, to cease from doing evil, as Isaiah 1 brought it out, and to learn to do well and to be sealed by the Holy Spirit, we got to experience that relationship now with Jesus. Not on some other convenient time. All right? It is now, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. So today is the day of preparation. Right now as I speak, today is the day of salvation. And if we do not know for our individual, and I want this to be a searching experience in our life. The psalmist David says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my ways, and see if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead me into life everlasting. This is a time for searching, brethren and sisters. This is a time to go down in sackcloth and in ashes. This is a time to weep between the porch and the altar. This is the time to call on the name of the Lord, to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call upon him while he is near. You shall seek me, you shall find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. So God is calling us as a people, brethren and sisters. This message is not for just a brother or sister. This is for all of us. This is for all of us, brethren and sisters. And the Spirit of God will not always strive with man. God will not always strive with us if we continue to grieve his Spirit. And when God's Spirit, listen, we don't have, I want to give you a little something that just hit me here. We don't have to wait until Jesus make that statement, he that is righteous and holy and unholy and filthy, where knowing probation close, you know. The Holy Spirit will be grieved by those who are rejecting him, who are not surrendering, who are not complying, who are not committing, who are not giving all on the altar of sacrifice and letting go and letting God. Probation closes long before Jesus make that statement when he stands up, when Michael stands up. Are we understanding, brethren and sisters? It's a serious thing where our salvation is concerned. Work out your own soul salvation with fear and with trembling. With fear and with trembling. This is the time for examination. This is the time in laying all on the altar of sacrifice. This is the time for revival, an awakening of primitive godliness. This is a time for us knowing the time. I repeat that text again. Knowing the time. We know what time it is, brothers and sisters. We know that things are winding down. And what would have taken us years to accomplish, we must accomplish it in weeks and in months. We see all what is going on, all what is happening throughout the world with climate change and disasters and all these things that are taking place right here near to Tennessee, that state, Kentucky. We see that devastating tornado that are on record, a 5F, I believe, and over, that devastated Kentucky and a couple of other surrounding states. We see how many lives were taken out. We see the devastation. And all these things, brothers and sisters, are going to be leading to climate change that they have met already in a COP26 November. They're gone here, brothers and sisters. And we are seeing that all the world leaders that have already come together in the Vatican, we see all the world leaders that sign up. Are we not seeing, brothers and sisters, that probation are closing on many? Probation are closing on many of God's people that are not in place. All right? The Sunday law enforcement will precede the close of probation. Are we understanding this, brethren and sisters? Sunday law is about in the making. Sunday law is about, brethren, this new Green Deal, this climate change, all these things that are taking place, brothers and sisters, is right at our doorstep. All right? I'm going to bring another quotation in Great Controversy. Great Controversy, page 443 and 445. Listen carefully. And also selected message. Listen carefully, brothers and sisters. It is serious. It is serious. All right? Selected Message, Book 2, page 81. Listen carefully. She said, the Lord has shown me clearly that the image of the beast, what is the image of the beast? Apostate Protestants. All right? They are the image to the beast or of the beast that will be formed before probation closes. That is in place as I'm speaking now, brethren and sisters. For it is to be the great test for the people of God by which their eternal destiny will be decided. What, I'm asking this question to all of us. What is the image to the beast? And how is it to be formed? How is this image of the beast to be formed? Listen to what Sister White says. Let's the spirit of prophecy speak. The image is made by the two-horned beast. Who is the two-horned beast? America. And is an image to the beast. And what is an image? An image is a reflection. All right? If you go in the mirror and you look at yourself and you see yourself in the mirror, that is an image. That's a reflection. And they will have the same characteristic the apostate Protestants are going to have it be in league with the papacy. They will have the same agenda of bringing about Sunday law by law. All right? Listen to what the servant of the Lord said. It is also called an image of the beast. Then to learn what the image is like and how it is to be formed, we must study the character, the characteristics of the beast itself, which is the papacy. When the early church, he said, became corrupted by departing from the simplicity of the gospel and accepting hidden rites and customs, she lost the spirit and the power of God. And in order to control the conscience of the people, she sought the support of the secular power. And the result was the papacy, a church that controlled the power of the state and employed it to further her own ends, especially for the punishment of heresy. In order for the United States to form an image to the beast, the religious power, listen carefully, the religious power, apostate Protestantism, must be so controlled the civil government that the authority of the state will also be employed by the church to accomplish her own ends. Wow. Brothers and sisters, do we understood what we just read there? This is what is happening right before our eyes. Sunday is in the making. It's all it's there in the books on all these states, which we call blue laws, brothers and sisters. It's right upon us. She continues saying, Great Controversy, page 443, the image to the beast represents that form of apostate Protestantism which will be developed when the Protestant churches shall seek the aid of the civil power for the enforcement of their dogmas. Wow, wow, wow. Brothers and sisters, we know that there is no more Protestant when coming to the Sunday churches. We know that has been over since 2015 when Pope Francis had, in the time with Tony Palmer and all these religious leaders, Kenneth Copeland, and we understood, brethren and sisters, that this was in the making for quite some time. And we see that this black Jesuit Pope, Francis, right, since he have come into his popery, look at all the things that he have accomplished in that short space of time. Pope Benedict was pushed to the side. Imagine so. Could you imagine two popes? That they had two popes who was ruling at the same time over 500-600 years ago. And we see, brothers and sisters, what the black pope or the Jesuits, what their agenda is all about. And brothers and sisters, things are right on our doorstep. And if our hearts and our lives are not in right, close relationship with Jesus, it would be sad to say that we will be like the five foolish virgins who failed to have oil in their lamps, and when they awoke from their stupor, when they awake from their listlessness, when they awake from their hypocrisies, when they awake to realize that there is no Holy Spirit, no grace in their lives, probation would have been closed for the majority of Seventh-day Adventists, and the 144,000, the five foolish, the five wise, will be filled with the outpouring of the latter rain that will seal them, to prepare them to give the loud cry, to give that will give power to the third angel, brothers and sisters. You want to strive to be part and parcel of the 144,000. Let me tell you this right now. So which means everything that is of a meat diet, flesh diet, dairy, cheese, eggs, all these things must be discarded from your diet. Your dress, we must have dress reform. All right? Our entire being, our entire life, our conversation, our department of life need to be remedied today, tonight. You see, brethren and sisters, probation closes when the sealing is finished. Just before we entered, she said, let me give you another quote. Let sister, the servant of the Lord give you what is coming. I'm just a voice of one crying in the wilderness to prepare the way of the Lord. Brethren and sisters, make his way straight. Make his way straight. She said here in Bible Commentary, Books 7, page 968, please listen carefully. Just before we entered in the time of trouble, I'm quoting, we all received the seal of the living God. So we as God's people, I pause there on that quote, we as God's people must be sealed before the final general close of probation when Michael stands up. Daniel 12:1. We must already been sealed, brethren. Our sins must have gone before the judgment. All our sins must have been confessed and be repented and be convicted. And our lives receive in harmony of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that will seal us. Where the seven-day Sabbath, you see, in the law of God, is also the seal. Isaiah 8:16, bind up the law, seal, bind up the testimony, seal the law amongst my disciples. So in the law is the sealing. In the fourth commandment has the seal of God. And the Holy Spirit is the agent of the sealing in our lives. Did we get that? Did we get that, brethren and sisters? I quote what 7 Bible Commentary, page 968, brings out. She says, just before we entered it, which is a time of trouble, we all received the seal of the living God. Then I saw the four angels cease to hold the four winds. And I saw famine, pestilence, and sword. Nation rose against nation, and the whole world was in confusion. Brothers and sisters, are we understanding what this just spoke to us about? The angels of God, the four angels in Revelation 7, are holding back the winds of strife and persecution and commotion, that it will not blow upon the earth till the servants of God have been sealed in their forehead, which is a spiritually settling in the truth, both spiritually and what? Mentally. So we must have that sealing prior, way before the time of Jacob's trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. All right? She said she saw what? Famine, pestilence. Oh boy, are we going through some pestilence in our time? Have we been through the COVID-19 pandemic? Have we now in the that new virus that they are saying that is taking so much lives, brethren and sisters? Are we not seeing all these things right before our very eyes? Are we not understanding that the sealing has begun upon those individually that are sighing and crying for the abomination that is going on in the land? She said, sword, nation rose against nation. Brethren, if ever we are seeing nation rising against nation, it is now. Right now, Russia is on the very border trying to invade that nation close to them there. Yes, we see that China is in a standoff there with Taiwan there. Brethren, are we not seeing that nation rising against nation? Yes, Assyria and Iran. We are seeing stand up there with Israel. We are seeing that bombing taking place, brothers and sisters. You shall hear wars and rumors of wars, Jesus said in Matthew 24. All these things, our brethren, are the end, coming to the very end of time. And the whole world was in confusion. If ever the whole world is in confusion with this pandemic situation, it is now. Every country is affected with this COVID. It's confusion everywhere you turn. You can't even travel to your own country right now without not taking vaccination. They want everybody to be vaccinated and all these things, with all these viruses and all this pandemic thing that they have put before us, brothers and sisters. She said in early writings, please write these things down. Early writings, page 279. She said, I saw angels hurrying to and fro in heaven. An angel with a writer's ink horn by his side returned from the earth and reported to Jesus that his work was done. And the saints were numbered and sealed. Then she said, I saw Jesus, who had been ministering before the Ark of the Covenant in the Most Holy now, containing the Ten Commandments, throw down the censer. No more prayers, brothers and sisters. No more coming to Jesus. That is it. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He raised his hand, Jesus, and with a loud voice said, it is done. brethren and sisters, it is done. And we don't want to know, brethren and sisters, that we are at the present not living in harmony with Jesus. We want to know that we want to make our calling tonight an election sure. She said also, I quote in volume 6, page 14, volume 6, page 14, only a moment of time, as it were, yet remains. But while already nation is rising against nation and kingdom against kingdom, there is not now a general engagement. As yet the four winds are held until the servants of God shall be sealed in their foreheads. Then the powers of earth will marshal their forces for the last great battle. Folks, I want to tell you right now, that Jesus is raising his hand to his Father and saying, Father, my blood is shed for each and every one of us. And he's saying to that angel, to go to the four angel, and said, hold, till we have sealed our servants of God in their foreheads. Brethren and sisters, the winds are about to loose. The angels of God, the four angels of Revelation 7, is about to loose their hands. Very soon, this whole world will be turned upside down and all hell will break loose. Brethren and sisters, we got to know what time it is. And we got to know that in Psalms chapter 91, that Psalms is relevant for us as Seventh-day Adventists to understand and realize that the time of trouble is soon about to break. 1,000 is going to fall at our side. 10,000 right hand. But Jesus says it will not come nigh unto us. It speaks about the plagues that are going to fall. It speaks. Honey, hold on. Sister Monica is calling. Would you call her? Yes. Brethren and sisters, this is high time for us to awake out of sleep. No doubt and if and maybe and but about it. Jesus is about, Michael is about to stand. Do you know, brothers and sisters, do you know, according to Daniel chapter 11, please read that over again. Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 45. Do you know what Sister White said concerning verse 40 and 45? She said Daniel 11, 40 to 45 is about to come to an end. Do you not know that? The king of the north is pushing against the king of the south. The papacy. This is why you have already come here to America and address Congress. All that is taking place already. He has pushed against America. Here he has come. But guess what? He will be troubled because of the message that we as Seventh Adventists must give. We must keep the protest going. It is time for us, brethren and sisters, on this Advent prayer line to get up and to arise and shine. Isaiah 60, arise and shine, for the light is come upon you. That is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit's latter rain upon us as a people, to prepare us to give the message with a loud cry, to go by the highways and by the byways, and to spread the good news of salvation. Look, just Sabbath gone, being a personal ministry director for our church here in Tennessee, we have now embarked upon outreach ministry. We have set aside a Sabbath in the month. And other Sabbaths, we'll be going to various places. We went to a flea market place, not too far from the church. And I took the bullhorn out there, and a couple of brethren went out. We went out around as soon as Sabbath school finished. You see, we are so in taken up with program and service that we tend to think that we have to be in church at these appointed times of Sabbath school and divine service. Brethren, it is time for us to just go out there on a Sabbath and to go out and preach the word by the highways and by the byways. We cannot no longer hold our voice. We are called to be watchmen on the walls of Zion to sound the alarm in the holy mountains. And if we as God's people are sealed with the Holy Spirit of God and the Holy Spirit of the latter rain is showered upon our souls and our lives, it says that the rain is going to fall and come upon everyone grass that is in the field. Those who are out there and preaching the word and going from place to place. She said that there are people out there just are waiting for us. People are wistfully looking to heaven for us to come to give a message to them. Then if our lives are sealed with the Holy Spirit, nobody have to tell you to preach and to teach and to tell others about Jesus. No department of the church. Nobody have to call you and say, brother and sister, let's go out and minister. Brother and sister, when we go out there, when my wife and I go out there and we go out in the shopping places, we go out there with books and tracts and we hand out books and tracts and we tell people right there and then to get ready, to get right with Jesus. It is time to sound the alarm, brothers and sisters. This is no time to hold back. This is no time to be sleeping. This is no time to be in our rocking chair, lazy boy rocking chair. This is no time to be at ease in Zion. This is no time to be in the ship, the ease mentality, cruise ship mentality. This is time to get in war, in preparation to fight against the enemies that are coming in like a flood against us, but we know the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against them. Brethren and sisters, all things is at hand. Probation will end suddenly, brethren and sisters, and we must not be left out. We must not be left out, brethren and sisters. When Jesus comes, she said, when Jesus ceases to plead for man, the cause of all forever decided. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. It will be decided. Probation closes. Christ's intercession ceases in heaven. This time finally comes suddenly upon all. And those who have neglected they're purifying their souls by obeying the truth are found sleeping. Volume 2, page 191. When probation ends, it will come suddenly, unexpectedly, at the time when we are at least expecting it. But we can have a clean record in heaven today, right now, tonight. We can have a clean record and know that God accepts us. When the work of the investigative judgment closes, as I wind down on this note, when the work of the investigative judgment closes, the destiny of all, please listen carefully. Let me read again for emphasis what the Spirit says unto the churches in Great Controversy, page 490, 491. She says, I quote, when the work of the investigative judgment closes, the destiny of all will have been decided for life or death. Did we get that? Let me read that again for emphasis. I believe it might have, that statement I just read there, might have passed you somewhere over your head. Let me read it again. Open your ears and listen. When the work of the investigative judgment, which is going on right now, Christ in the most holy place since 1844, when that closes, the destiny of all, Brother Yudi, the destiny of all, Sister Leola, the destiny of all Sister Powell, the destiny of all Brother Rick, the destiny of all Sister Contenelli have been decided for life or for death. Probation is ended a short time before the appearing of the Lord in the clouds of heaven. Before the flood, I mentioned that earlier, after Noah entered the ark, God shut him in and shut the ungodly out. But for 7 days, the people, knowing not that their dooms were fixed, continued their careless, pleasure-loving life and mocked the warnings of the impending judgment. So, she said, the Savior, says the Savior, shall also the coming of the Son of Man be, in Matthew 24:39, silently, unnoticed, as the midnight thief, will come the decisive hour, which marks the fixing of every man and woman's destiny, the final withdrawal of mercy offered to guilty men. And while the man of business is absorbed in the pursuit of gain, while the pleasure-loving is seeking indulgence, while the daughter of fashion is arraigning her adornments, it may be that hour that the judge of all the earth will pronounce the sentence, thou art weighed in the balances and are found wanting. Lord, have mercy. Daniel 5:27. The righteous and the wicked then will still be living upon the earth in their mortal state. Men will be planting and building, eating and drinking, all unconscious that the final irrevocable decision cannot be revoked, has been pronounced in the sanctuary above. When the irrevocable decision of the sanctuary has been pronounced and the destiny of the world has been forever fixed, the inhabitants of the earth will know it not. The forms of religion will be continued by a people from the whom the Spirit of God has been finally withdrawn, and the satanic zeal with which the prince of evil will inspire them for the accomplishment of his malignant design will bear the semblance of zeal for God. And finally, the wheat and tares grows together until the harvest. And in the discharge of life's duties, and the righteous will do the last, will last be brought in contact with the ungodly. The children of light are scattered among the children of darkness, that the contrast may be seen by all. Volume 5, page 100. Brethren, because of time, I want to encourage all of us to understand and realize, be reminded, that each and every one of us have a heaven to win and a hell to shun. Which way are we leaning or going at? Are we in the straight way that leads to life, which few going to be finding it? Or are we in the broad way which many will go in there at? This is a decision for each and every one of us, you and I, have to make tonight. Not tomorrow, not to be uncertain where we stand with God, but we got to know where we stand. Take heed lest you fall, lest I preach to others, lest I myself be a castaway. Brethren and sisters, time is no longer, and we must make our calling an election sure. And what we must do, we have to do it quickly, tonight. God is calling, Jesus is calling, the Holy Spirit is speaking to our hearts right here and right now. It is time for us to make a complete surrender. It is time for us to make a complete laying all on the altar with no hold bar. The time has come for us to seek the Lord while he may be found, to call upon him while he may be near. If my people then, which are called by my name, humble themselves and pray, seek my face turn from the wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. And with this in mind, let us pray as we rededicate our lives to the Lord and pray and ask God for the anointing and the sealing tonight for each and every one of us to walk in the straight gate that lead to life. We got to be in the few. We must strive to be part and parcel of the 144,000, brethren and sisters. We got to make our calling an election sure. We cannot reach at this moment of time and fail of not making it. For those who do not make it will be beaten with many stripes, meaning then that his fire will be burning you more for weeks and months more than those who were in ignorance and who did not have the light that we have now. And as I pray that you will rededicate your heart and your life to God's grace and his grace to seal you, his Holy Spirit, to seal you tonight. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we are thankful and grateful for your words, Lord. I myself did not plan this in depth and detail, the message. God, you have spoken to me personally, individually, dear God. And I want to thank you for your words that you have sent to me and reminded me, Lord, what time it is and how I need to come up to every point in my relationship with Jesus and to serve you, God, all the days of my inspired life on this earth while I have breath in my nostril. God, I'm praying for each and every one tonight that have heard your words, the little that they have received, the bread that came down from heaven, Lord, as your spirit has been speaking to our hearts, O Father, to know, Lord Jesus, that you is not willing that any of us should perish, but that all of us should come to repentance, even to eternal life. Jesus, humble us. Jesus, save us, God, and help us to buy of you gold tried in the fire and white raiment, God, that we will clothe our nakedness and to anoint our eyes with eyesalve that we will see you, God, in your holiness and in your righteousness. Then, Lord, let your name be honored. Let your name be praised and let your name be glorified, for God, you are worthy. And I thank you, God, for speaking to our hearts. I thank you for the conviction of your presence, of your Holy Spirit that have spoken to us in this final hour, in this final time, in this night, Lord, that you have called us, Lord, in obedience to your holy Sabbath, to know, Lord, that there is going to be two classes, those who keep the seven-day Sabbath, the seven-day, and those who keep Sunday, the first day, the mark of the beast. And God, may we then make our lives in right relationship. And I want to pray for each and every head that is bowed, each and every heart, Lord, that has been convicted, each and every soul that is aspiring, Lord, to be in a closer walk, in a closer relationship with you, God. Let the power and your presence of your Holy Spirit abide and come, dear God, in our hearts in full, as we give you, Lord, opportunity and room in our souls, O God, to come in, to take charge, to take position, to take leading, to take the initiative in our lives. God, we thank you and we praise you. We honor and we glorify thy name. Lord, may we all have a good night rest. Bless us and help us to be faithful, to hold like Jacob to the end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Elder Richardson, for the words rightly spoken. Brothers and sisters, I pray that you got your charge and you were very blessed by the words spoken. And may we be faithful even unto death. And may we preach and the message in season and out of season, knowing that we have a great high priest who has been touched by our infirmity and he knows what we're going through and what we have to overcome. As 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 12 through 13 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good?" So let us be followers of that which is good. Amen. Have a blessed night. Blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you. May the Lord truly bless you and be with you and guide you and protect you and keep you. Amen. Thank you again. Hope to hear you on Sunday night and also on Thursday night for Health Reform Thursday. God bless you. Take care now. Bye-bye.